Special Agent Bill Terry, Dunbar's partner, supervised the collection of physical evidence such as it was, while Dunbar interviewed the Yeagers. Terry picked up Susie's sleeping bag, mostly red with a single blue stripe and a white lining, her stuffed animals, a red horse and a brown dog, some cigarette butts, soda can pop tops, and some bits of yarn. A swatch of the tense blue canvas where the abductor had cleanly sliced his hole. Susie's hairbrush, which only she used, except when she brushed the family dog, Otto. And an odd rock covered in reddish-brown stains, found by one of the searchers at a campsite more than 4 miles away. That was all they could find, and it wasn't much. Marietta and Bill Yeager sat with S.A. Dunbar at a picnic table nearby. Getting an immediate description of Susie to local and national law enforcement was a priority. Marietta fetched her purse and pulled out Susie's latest school picture, almost a year old now. She was 6 years old in the picture, and her two front teeth were missing. Like any mother familiar with every contour of her child's skin, Marietta thought it mightn't look enough like her little girl to really help, but it was all she had. "Full name?" he asked. "Susan Marie Yeager," Marietta said. "But we call her Susie." As she rattled off her daughter's description, Dunbar scribbled it all in his notebook. "Female, white, 3'8" to 4 feet tall, 55 pounds, date of birth 4/1966 in Detroit, Michigan, light complexion, brown hair, shoulder length, hazel blue eyes, last seen wearing blue jeans, a reddish-orange shirt with a zipper in front, yellow socks, and a silver ring with a small Navajo-style turquoise stone. And, Marietta added, her two front teeth had grown in. Dunbar ripped the page out of his notebook and handed it to a nearby deputy, with instructions to speed back to Bozeman to put out an all-points bulletin. He also noted that Marietta did most of the talking, and Bill didn't engage much. It struck Dunbar as odd that the father of a suddenly missing child would be so detached. Before the sun set, on the day of Susie Yeager's disappearance, the FBI guys had ruled out a wandering child. And that was what made the pursuit of Susie Yeager's kidnapper S.A. Pete Dunbar's baby.